Brilliance Audio presents The Crown of Gilded Bones by Jennifer L. Armentrout, performed by Stina Nielsen.
Lower your swords,
Queen Iloana commanded, her hair shining a glossy onyx in the sun as she sank to one knee. The raw emotion pouring out of her seeped into the temple floors of the chambers of Nyctos, bitter and hot, tasting of anguish and a helpless sort of anger. It stretched out toward me, needling my skin and brushing against this primal thing inside me.
And bow before the last descendant of the most ancient ones. She who carries the blood of the King of Gods within her. Bow before your new queen.
The blood of the King of Gods? Your new queen? None of that made sense. Not her words, or when she had removed her crown. A too-thin breath scorched my throat as I looked at the man standing beside the Queen of Atlantia. The crown was still upon the king's golden-haired head, but the bones had remained a bleached white, nothing like the gleaming gilded one the queen had placed at the feet of the statue of Nyctos. My gaze skipped over the terrible broken things scattered about the once pristine white floors. I'd done that to them, adding their blood to what had fallen from the sky, filling the thin fissures in the marble. I didn't look at that or anyone else. Every part of my being focused on him. He remained on one knee, staring up at me from between the V of the swords he'd crossed over his chest. His damp hair, blue-black in the Atlantean sunlight, curled against the sandy-hued skin of his forehead. Red streaked those high angular cheekbones, the proud curve of his jaw, and ran down lips that had once shattered my heart. Lips that had pieced those broken shards back together with the truth. Bright golden eyes locked with mine, and even bowed before me, so motionless I wasn't sure he breathed. He still reminded me of one of the wild and strikingly beautiful cave cats I'd once seen, caged in Queen Iliana's palace as a child. He had been many things to me. A stranger in a dimly lit room who'd been my first kiss. A guard who had sworn to lay down his life for me. A friend who had looked beyond the veil of the maiden to truly see me underneath. Who'd handed me a sword to protect myself instead of forcing me into a gilded cage. A legend cloaked in darkness and nightmares that had plotted to betray me. A prince of a kingdom believed to have been lost to time and war, who had suffered unimaginable horrors, and yet managed to find the pieces of who he used to be. A brother who would do anything, commit any deed to save his family, his people. A man who bared his soul and stripped open his heart to me, and only me. My first, my guard, my friend, my betrayer, my partner, my husband, my heartmate, my everything. Castile Danir bowed before me and stared up at me as if I were the only person in the entire kingdom. I didn't need to concentrate like before to know what he was feeling. Everything he felt was wide open to me. His emotions were a kaleidoscope of ever-shifting tastes, cool and tart, heavy and spicy, and sweet, like chocolate-dipped berries. Those unyieldingly firm and unrelentingly tender lips parted, revealing just the hint of sharp fangs.
My queen,
he breathed,